At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome in to another edition of The Flagship, coming to you on a Tuesday. It's been a minute. I was out of town. Grayson had a relatively big event happen over the weekend. We'll get into that. And then, as you can tell, different location for myself. We will also get into that. But before Grayson hops in here and we get going, on this Tuesday morning, I do want to remind you, the show brought to you each and every day, each and every episode, studio, even though we are in a satellite studio today, it's still sponsored by our friends at College Corner, three locations, Oxford, Ridgeland, and Flowood, the Oxford being the newer one. Go check them out on Sisk Avenue when you're in town. Anything you can possibly think of for Ole Miss, you've got merch, you've got gift supplies, you've got tailgating supplies, T-shirts, polos, hoodies, sweatshirts, kids' gear, everything and more at College Corner. Scott and the folks over there take care of us, and they will take care of you as we have, I guess, officially turned the page to college football season. As I mean, the hype is very real, and it is palpable. We will talk about that here in a moment. But Grayson, you know, you were a little busy over the weekend and last week, so we didn't get a chance to really chat. But yeah, so welcome to the Resistance and welcome to the show.
Yeah, for those who don't know, I am officially a married man. I don't like things on my fingers, so I don't have my ring on me right now, which is pretty funny. But yeah, it was a banger weekend. All the family was in town. Ton of good love and could be more grateful to everybody who was there, and there are a few people listening right now who were, but that's why my voice is like this. I mean, it's always raspy, but man, I had to talk to so many people I didn't know for 6 days straight. And it's coming back slowly. I didn't have any voice yesterday, so this is a big improvement over where we were over 24 hours ago.
Yeah. Well, it's not yet 24 hours, but on Monday, for those of you in the greater Nashville area, may not have heard about it or may not have seen it or had to deal with it. But for those of us over here in East, in Englewood specifically, it was biblical. Got close to 6 inches of rain in probably an hour.
Wow, I didn't realize it was that much.
Yeah, I know some neighbors had a rain gauge that got up to 6. I know some people were saying close to 4 or 5 or 4.5 or 5. But yeah, it was nasty. Checked the basement right around dinner time. Everything was good. We got the sump pumps ready to rock in case we need it. We've got a new drain out by the basement door. When this happened 2 years ago that we had to deal with, so we're doing all right. We're cooking with gas over here. Kids eat dinner, put them to bed. Wife goes downstairs to check again. Bad news, the whole basement is flooded. So there's probably in certain spots, because look, shout out to the folks in the foundation of the house, whoever put the basement in, finished the basement, angled the floors well. But the room that I spend the most time in down there when it's not much football season, my office is not angled well. So pretty much everything went in there. We had an Aladdin situation carpet in the office was floating.
Oh, no.
The power strip for all of my equipment was submerged and on, so I had to get the rubber boots out to make sure I didn't get got with the electrocution.
Did the equipment survive?
Standby. We are
Okay,
waiting.
fingers are crossed.
Yeah, I gotta get a new power strip at some point. Probably do that later today, but it was basically only my monitors. So I can always get new monitors. That's not a big deal. But we'll see. Last time there was some water that got in there, it was fine, but this was much more. So yeah, the wife and I basically spent probably 5.5, 6 hours hand pumping water in and out. This morning, we
Goodness.
had I went to Home Depot, rented some fans. We got those going down there right now. It's pretty much like all the water's gone. Shout out to our neighbors across the way. Came through with the shop vac, and then we had another friend that came over this morning to help clear out the rugs to let those dry. So we had a lot of help. It takes a village, as they say, Grayson.
It sure does. And you know what? Credit to you. You're still here right now. You're on the podcast. We're making it happen for the people. You powered
Yeah.
through. We're rocking and rolling.
Yeah, I mean, we're lucky. We're fortunate. It could have been much worse. I know some folks that were not as lucky that they're having to deal with. It seems like all of our neighbors, it's like after they finished a basement or got some kind of expensive equipment in the basement, this happens. So
That's usually how it works.
hopefully everything's all right with everybody else. If you're in Nashville, if you're in East Nashville, if you got slammed with it, hope you're doing okay. But we're here. And look, speaking of it taking a village, shout out to the village up in Storrs.
Ain't that
But
the
the
truth?
Huskies last night, I mean, putting it to Oklahoma. That was basically what I was looking forward to last night, Grace. And I, we were out of town over the weekend. We were over in Arizona, having a nice weekend out there in Phoenix and Scottsdale. And then, I was like, look, we get home, we got the kids. Back home, they went to school. I was like, look, we're gonna put the kids to bed. We're gonna have a nice, relaxing evening. I'm gonna watch some Game 7 regional action, and then that happened. But got to see the tail end of the UNC LSU game as the Tar Heels move on.
Unbelievable.
Great game, and then yeah, dude, your Huskies. I mean, just no doubt, just went to Norman and just whipped Oklahoma. So, Super regionals are set. We're not going to break them down in depth. We're just going to kind of do a pulse check here as Ole Miss is not involved. But yeah, I mean, just kind of first impressions going around the horn here. I look, Evansville, good for them. I mean, went to ECU, took care of business in Greenville and beat ECU in a game seven. I think they're going to get just dog walked by Tennessee.
A lot of because everyone's got an offense.
They do. They hit a lot of dingers, but I mean, Tennessee is absolutely
Yeah.
just built for this. I think Tony Vitello and the Vols are going to get back to Omaha, I think, and they'll be a heavy favorite to win it all.
And they got lucky too. I mean, Wake Forest, so did
Yeah.
Evansville. Evansville didn't even have to play Wake, but.
And the selection committee did that on purpose because they wanted Chase Burns to get a shot at
Yep.
Tennessee again.
Yep.
Yeah, big L for Wake Forest. That was unexpected. I thought it would be a Wake ECU regional final there. It was not. A really good one in Lexington with Kentucky and Oregon State. I mean, you've got Bazana, who could go 1-1 for Oregon State, an electric infielder that's a ton of fun, hitting over 400. And you've got Kentucky, who, basically stood the test against the SEC. The Wildcats are really good. Next up, you got Florida State. How about that? The
Yeah,
Noles
they're good.
back to knocking on the door to get to Omaha. They will take on your Huskies. You've got Georgia outlasting Georgia Tech. They got NC State.
I
And
think Georgia
then,
should win that one too.
yeah, I mean, you got, arguably, probably one of the best players in the country, if not the best player, in Charlie Condon, who's hit, 57 home runs this year. Then you go down, you got a really interesting one with some friendly faces down there. Kevin O'Sullivan going against Eric Bakich. You got Florida Clemson as the Gators go to Stillwater. And man, you want to talk about a The wounds that Cliff Godwin and ECU have just cannot get through.
They just can't do it.
Oklahoma State, man, cannot get through.
Mm-mm.
I mean, just a struggle bus for the Cowboys. But dude, if we're comparing those two programs, I mean, Oklahoma State's got way more resources than ECU.
Yep.
Kansas State and UVA is a fun one. I mean, did the Wildcats go to Fayetteville? I mean, Arkansas just, what are we doing? I mean, are we just like, nah, we're just gonna let Coach Cal have the spotlight now? Yeah, big choke job. I
I
mean,
mean, at
losing.
this rate, Dave Van Horn's gonna retire and they're not even gonna make it. They're not even gonna get a title.
Woo,
I said it.
man. Yeah, look, I mean, that pop up in foul territory in Omaha, Nebraska is looming large right now. Yeah, it's a tough scene losing to SEMO at home. So the Wildcats get it done. That and UVA, that's going to be a fun one. Virginia, I mean, just you want to talk about a tough scene. I mean, Mississippi State just kicking it around and just falling all over themselves in the ninth inning. UVA wins that one.
I mean, even St. John's and Penn, like all three of those teams, like gave all that was a great regional across the
Yeah,
board. It was
a
great
lot of
games.
fun.
And then now you've got like a Virginia team that's really good against, but they're not like, they're not the Tennessees. They're not the, the Kentucky, the Georgia, the Clemson, even the Florida, whatever. And then you've got a Kansas State team that probably shouldn't be there. So it's kind of a fun, like
Yeah.
they're both kind of playing with house money, even though Virginia is a one seed.
Last two supers here, North Carolina, West Virginia. This one's pretty lopsided. I think North
I think
Carolina
so
runs
too.
through that one. But good on the Nears. Go out to Tucson, handle business. And then Texas A&M and Oregon. Can the Ducks break down the door and get to Omaha? I don't know. A&M is really damn
Not
good.
in College Station.
Gettable though. I mean, this is a
Yeah.
Texas A&M team that got whipped by Ole Miss.
That's true. They
It is
sure
at
did.
home. It is at home. It will be at Bluebell. Supernatural powers are at work here with the Colt. So it could be tough for Oregon to get it done. But nevertheless, fun super regionals. I'm excited. Look, it doesn't matter if Ole Miss is in it or not. I'm always gonna be in it for postseason baseball. It's fun. Especially when you've got, some folks that are trying to get there for the first time. That's always good, a good watch. But all right, before we get into Ole Miss football, we're going to talk a little bit about the ESPN's Football Power Index and how just absolutely moronic it is. We'll talk about that. But before we do that, I do want to remind you, show is also brought to you by Drew Moak and USA Benefits Group. If you're looking to cut those health insurance premiums by 20 to 30%, you're aging into Medicare, you need help finding a Medicare supplement plan, you can call Drew Moak today, 601-953-8449. He can get you a free quote. You can also check him out, usabg.com/DMOAK for that free quote. He can handle everything, regular health plans, life insurance, dental, vision, all of that and more. He's a Mississippi guy. He went to Ole Miss. He's also licensed in seven states, so he can help you if you're not local. He works with the nation's second largest health insurance brokerage, and he has access to 35 different carriers. So he's got access. He's got plenty of irons in the fire, if you will. So he can handle a lot of stuff for you. So that's Drew Moak of USA Benefits Group, 601-953-8 449. All right, let's get into it. The other day, you had the Football Power Index from ESPN released, projections for the year. It's close to 9-3, but the FPI is saying that Ole Miss could go 8-4, which, my God, if that happens, I would have to think
The
that,
house burns.
Jackson Dart got hurt and was out for the year, or you lose, skill players left. 8-4 would just be awful.
So I'm reading here right now. The Football Power Index is a measure of team strength that is meant to be the best predictor of a team's performance going forward for the rest of the season. So obviously, in this case, for the full season. FPI represents how many points above or below average a team is. Projected results are based on 20,000 simulations of the remainder of the season, in this case, the full season, using FPI results to date and the remaining schedule. Ratings and projections update daily. FPI from seasons prior to 2019 may not be complete. Blah, blah, blah. That doesn't give me any explanation for what this algorithm is or what it does, but it is the second year in a row where it's just outrageous. I mean, I think last year they had USC as the fourth ranked team in the country. It's and as a USC fan, that was ridiculous. I mean, even this year they've got USC two spots below Ole Miss. And if Ole Miss and USC are on the same playing field this year, something like you said went terribly wrong for Ole Miss because USC is going to get a little punch in the mouth when getting to the Big Ten. Miller Moss may or may not be the guy. You know, to have Ole Miss, Kansas, USC, one, it's outrageous. And I understand, you know, some of the hype around, or I understand all of the hype rather around Georgia, the Ohio State. Putting Alabama up there, sure. We don't know what it's going to look like with Kalen DeBoer. You're kind of going based off of the past more than you are, you know, the present,
Right.
whatever, fine. Like, I'll let the algorithm say, okay, this is Alabama, forgetting that it's a new era of Alabama. But I mean, Penn State, what? Ole Miss beat, stomped Penn State less than 6 months ago. And
Yeah.
now the majority of that roster comes back. Plus all of the guys through the transfer portal, and you have Penn State winning somewhere between three and four more games than Ole Miss. How? How? I don't know what the algorithm is, but it's so wrong. Notre Dame, like, look, whatever. Some people are high on Riley Leonard. I love Riley Leonard, but Notre Dame in this instance, essentially being the one, two, three, four, five, six, seventh ranked team in the country. What are we doing? Oklahoma? What are we doing? Like, I mean,
Yeah,
no
it's.
disrespect to the newcomers, but.
I mean, look, I understand that it's just some generated thing. I assume it's not a human. You know, a human entered the
No.
numbers, but it's just some, you know, computer generated analytical ranking. It doesn't matter. So, but if you look at everybody else's projections, I mean, Ole Miss is top 10 consensus right now. You've had them as high as four or five. Most people have them at six, which I think is fair. I
I
mean,
think it's so fair.
right there with Georgia, Ohio State, Texas, Oregon, Notre Dame, somebody, a different, you know, combination of those programs. But, you know, the combination of what is returning, what has been brought in via the portal, and then just Lane Kiffin, year five. I mean, the culture, the pro mindset, whatever you want to call it, is well established. And I think that, you know, I saw some people the other day were asking, like, who's the team that it's now or never for? Our boy JD Pickell was talking about that. Like, who is it now or never for? I know Ohio State was thrown in there as it's, you know, Ryan Day,
Definitely.
like, it's now or never. You know, I don't want to say this is now or never for Ole Miss because I think Kiffin is building for the future, but it's certainly, you know, now or when
It's the
for
last
Ole
dance.
Miss. Because this is, I mean, arguably the best team Ole Miss has ever had on paper in program history. I keep saying it's the most hyped season ever. I know there are some old heads on the board that are saying, you know, well, you know, those late 50s and 60s teams were
Oh,
good. Yeah,
okay.
they were.
I
They
can't
were.
speak to that.
But, you know, we're talking different eras here. It's a different game. I mean, this is the most hype it's been since 2016 after the 2015 year with the Sugar Bowl win. I mean, sold out season tickets before June. I mean, that's unheard of. Might be the fastest it's ever happened. I know it's the first time it's happened since 2016. It's just unprecedented, the hype. So, yeah, the FPI I think is absurd. I mean, truly, if Ole Miss has a full healthy roster, no hiccups with injuries, and goes 8-4. I got a lot of questions.
You're disappointed.
Yeah. I
That
mean, what
probably
happened?
means that there was a disaster, like you said, an injury or whatever, or we're hanging Charlie Weiss Jr. upside down from the flagpole. It's one or the other because 8-4 will not do. And we know, you know, the defense is the defense. You know, we expect it will be improved this year. We love what Pete Golding has done in such a short time with a program that has struggled in the past, but it's still the Ole Miss defense. If the offense isn't scoring more points than its opponent, this team is not going to win. And 8-4, I think some heads roll.
I mean, look, let's talk about the schedule, because I know, our buddy Michael Borky was talking about it the other day on his show with,
Shout out to Borky.
friend of the program, OG. I mean, people are saying it's easy. I won't call it easy, but I will say it is very, very easily
Favorable.
navigable if you stay healthy. Like, we're not even gonna do the non-con. Furman, MTSU, Wake, Georgia Southern wins.
Wake is, I expect to be a win, but that's like one of those weird games where you just kind of fall into a lull. It's late at night. It's on the CW. Like some weird stuff. It could be like a downpour in Winston-Salem. That
I don't
it's
know,
a
man.
win. It's a win. It's a win. But if you're gonna
Riley
lose,
Skinner ain't coming through that door. Sam Hartman's gone. Like,
no. But if you're gonna lose a non-conference game, it's probably Wake Forest.
Look,
But it's a win.
if Ole Miss loses to Wake, I'll have a lot of questions.
No, me too.
All
Just playing
right.
devil's advocate.
Kentucky at home, I'm saying that's a dub. Not saying Kentucky's gonna be a slouch or not gonna be any good, but I think Ole Miss is better at home. Kiffin's been remarkably good at home during his tenure at Ole Miss. That's a win. We're calling that a
Jackson
dub.
Dark's the better quarterback.
Yes. South Carolina, it's always a hornet's nest up there at Williams-Brice. It's one of the more underrated atmospheres in college football. I don't think it gets enough credit. You get all the Space Odyssey and Sandstorm, that gets a lot of hype, but that fan base shows up no matter what. That'll be a tough game. I think it's a win, but I mean, it's going to be a tough environment, road game. First true road game, in a hostile environment. Wake's not going to be hostile.
No.
So I think that'll be a true test in the SEC. But yeah, I mean, Beamer and them are having to replace a ton.
They're
And it's
turning over a
kind of,
lot of that roster.
yeah, it's a Juice Wells Bowl.
Yeah, true.
The first true potential roadblock or road bump, hiccup, whatever you want to call it, is LSU in Baton Rouge, October 12th.
Yep, that's a tough game, especially if Nussmeier is as good as, I mean, we know he knows the offense at this point. But is he as advertised? If he is,
If he doesn't know it now, he'll never know it.
yeah, if he's as advertised, that's a really, really tough game. But if Nussmeier is not as good as everyone says he's going to be, then that's a bit of a, it's not as good of a game.
The College Corner is headed to Oxford. Stop by their new location in the Oxford Commons off Sisk Avenue. They'll have 4,000 square feet of Rebel gear ready for your trip to the Grove. On your next trip to Oxford, stop by the College Corner or our other great locations in Ridgeland and Flowood. Hats, shirts, polos, pullovers, sweats, t-shirts. College Corner has it all. And as always, you can visit us online at collegecornerstore.com. That's collegecornerstore.com. The College Corner, where your game day apparel meets.
Call Drew Moak of USA Benefits Group. He can help you with any of your health insurance needs. Drew is an Ole Miss grad located in Mississippi and licensed in 7 states. He works with the nation's second largest health insurance brokerage with access to 35 different carriers, regular health plans, to life insurance, to dental and vision, and even Medicare. He has it all covered. Now more than ever, it is critical to have a health insurance agent who is local and accessible. So call Drew Moak at 601-953-8449. 601-953-8449 and get your free quote today.
Ole Miss fans, your only choice for daily fantasy sports is Prize Picks. America's number one daily fantasy sports app, Prize Picks has over 5 million active members. And it's fun and it's simple. Pick two or more players from any sport, whether they'll go for more or less of their projected stats, choose flex or power play, and watch the winnings roll in. Flex means you still win even if one of your picks misses. Power plays are higher payouts, but you got to get all of your picks right. Bottom line, you have options that fit your daily fantasy playing style, but only with our friends at Prize Picks. And they've already made me a winner. CeeDee Lamb, an easy pick for more than 96 receiving yards. The only weapon for Dak Prescott in his more or less of 263 passing yards. Even better, you can now get up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. And winning withdrawals with Prize Picks are fast, safe, and secure. When those picks hit, you can get your money in as quick as 15 minutes. So download the Prize Picks app today and use code TALKOFCHAMPIONS. That's code TALKOFCHAMPIONS to get $50 instantly when you play $5. Code TALKOFCHAMPIONS on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive this $50 bonus. It's guaranteed with Prize Picks. Run your game. You know when you discover a new binge-worthy show or that song you can't help but leave on repeat? You just have to share it with your friends, right? Because who doesn't want to spread awesomeness? Now you know how I feel telling you now about Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile offers premium wireless for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan today. It's such a good deal, I couldn't keep it to myself. My past plans have gone as high as $100. Friends don't let friends overpay for wireless. Time to say so long to those overpriced wireless plans and switch to Mint Mobile. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. And don't worry, Mint Mobile will get all your old stuff off your old phone, including those existing contacts. So don't wait another second. Get your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month at mintmobile.com/TOC. That's mintmobile.com/TOC. $45 upfront payment required. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
I think Ole Miss wins that game. I actually think Ole Miss goes in and handles business comfortably. Mm-hmm. LSU did nothing to fix the defense in the offseason. Mm-hmm. Zero.
And they're still using Harold Perkins wrong.
Yeah, I mean, just Brian Kelly has a lot of less miles in him, with just like, I'm smart, I'm the smartest guy in the room type shit. And like, it's like, no, dude, like, this is very simple. Look at what he did when he was a freshman All-American and do that. Nussmeier is not Jaden Daniels.
No.
He's got a better
arm.
Does he?
Well, maybe I'll say bigger.
Okay. Yeah. He's the Heisman Trophy winner. He's gone.
Yeah.
There's not a soul in that building that's Brian Thomas, or like, they replaced their two best receivers. Like, there's no chance.
And their running back is on the other side now.
Yeah. I don't care about Death Valley and, you know, well, you know, LSU fans will be, they'll be ready. You know, hey, spoiler alert, everyone. The LSU fans are not the only fan base that drinks. I know people have been doing that about Omaha. Like, oh, Rocco's is so sad. Like, oh, hey, look, other fan bases are going to go and other fan bases are going to drink. It's going to be fine. That whole narrative drives me insane. I mean, some of the stuff that I saw in Hoover is like, man, some of y'all got problems. Like, y'all need to call somebody. Because some of the antics and the scenes in the RV park at Hoover Met, it's like, that's way too much booze. Mm-hmm. No, I think Ole Miss wins that game. It's LSU. It'll be tough. There's history there. There's history with the rivalry. It'll be a tough. It's probably going to be a night game, I'd imagine.
But Reds are going to get up for it, too.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, this is the year where, like, there are no excuses. Like, you are the hunted. You need to be strapped and ready to go. And I think Kiffin understands that. I think Jackson Dart, like, that's what's so big about this Ole Miss team is you've got dudes at every level on both sides that know what's going on. Like, there is no deer in the headlights for Jackson Dart anymore, or Trey Harris, or Jared Ivey.
Any guy on either side of the ball.
Everybody's old. They're experienced. They've been there before. They've played in these types of games. I mean, no, it's – they'll be ready to go. I think that's a win, but I mean, that's truly a potential roadblock, and then you get the bye week after that to get prep for Oklahoma, which is big. That'll be a huge, huge, huge home game. First time the Sooners travel to Oxford. It's the first time since the 99 Independence Bowl, where Ole Miss upset Oklahoma, and Oklahoma goes on the next year to win it all in Bob Stoops' second year. But yeah, I think another game where I think Ole Miss is expected to win. Jackson Arnold is a hell of a talent, but he's going to be playing in his first, you know, SEC season. It's going to be a raucous crowd in Oxford. It'll be sold out. I mean, I think Ole Miss wins that one. Just as good as Kiffin's been at home, and you look, you're just the better team on paper.
Yes, I agree. No, I completely agree with the one. I'm actually hoping that'll be the trip I make down to Oxford this year. I haven't quite sorted that out yet, and I know I need to. Had a few other priorities to handle first, but I think that'll be a fun game too. And I think Oklahoma, I do think like first year in the SEC, I think they're a lot of those guys are going to make the trip to Oxford, which will be fun too.
Yeah. This one, look, I go back and forth on, you know, well, it's Fayetteville. It's always weird, but Arkansas sucks.
Yeah. But it's always weird. I mean, it is always weird.
But so that's November by that point. What's Arkansas doing at that point? Is Sam Pittman still the coach at that point?
Yeah, true.
You lose your quarterback, your running back, your best linebacker. I mean, that team is just decimated by the portal. I think they're going to be absolute garbage. I think Ole Miss goes in there and really slams the door shut on any type of upset talk early.
Like you said, there's no excuses.
No. The turnaround quick to November 9th, I mean, could be the game of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it goes like we're talking right now, this is undefeated Ole Miss and probably undefeated Georgia in Oxford, Mississippi, November 9th. I mean, you want to talk about picturesque, perfect. I mean, the Grove will be primed by that point.
And
early November.
Now that it's not CBS, it's probably not the 2:30 game.
Yeah, that is a good point. I mean, I would venture to guess if they're both undefeated, I mean, that's Chris Fowler, that's Kirk Herbstreit.
That's the ABC, yeah.
That's the A team in Oxford. Game day would have to be there. I haven't looked at the schedule to see what else is that weekend, but there's no chance anything competes with that.
Two undefeated SEC teams, it's in Oxford.
I mean, you've got Kirby Smart versus Lane Kiffin. You've got the rematch from last year when, I mean, Georgia just pulled Ole Miss's pants down and shoved him down a flight of stairs. It was ugly.
It was so ugly.
I have Ole Miss losing that.
But so
you're just like, so what?
Yep, it's definitely so what, which is great. So obviously I know this team. Well, I don't know that actually. I don't expect this team is going to go undefeated. I expect a loss, maybe two. At some point, something weird could happen. Like we said, maybe Arkansas, weird again. Maybe South Carolina environment, maybe Nussmeier, whatever it is. But I have said for 2 years now, if Ole Miss is going to get Georgia, it's going to be in Oxford this year. And
yeah, really good shot.
It kind of has to be. If you're going to get them, it has to be this year.
Yeah,
it's probably a loss. And like you said, so what? Who cares? You know, you lose to the number one team in the country. Okay, fine. You know, you drop a couple spots back. You're still in the playoff mix, assuming that nothing fluky happened early in the year. But I'm going to stand on Ole Miss gets this one this year. I think they're going to get Georgia at home, and I'm going to stand by that. And if I don't, if anyone listening, if I change between now and November 9th, get on me, because I want to stay true to this. I think Ole Miss is going to get Georgia in Oxford on November 9th this year. It just feels like everything is setting up for one of those Alabama-type upsets. Maybe the field gets stormed. Maybe the goalpost comes down. Maybe Katy Perry jumps off the bar at Funky's. Like, it just feels like everything's coming to that. So maybe you lose to LSU. Maybe you lose to South Carolina. And now it's like, okay, the season's on the line. We have to win this game. Whatever it may be, it just feels like this is the year.
My man Joel Klatt, just released like his top 10 games that will shape the season. No mention of Georgia Ole Miss, which I feel is insane.
What are we doing, Joel?
He's got LSU and SC will shape the season.
I think that's fair. I mean, to some extent, right?
Sure. If that's a game, then why isn't LSU Ole Miss a game?
Yeah, facts.
I mean, you got Missouri and Alabama on here.
Yeah, what are we doing? Okay,
come on,
Joel.
Man.
Love, Joel.
Colorado, Nebraska. Are you...
Okay, so he went for the clicks in the company.
Yeah, whatever. Dude, if Ole Miss beats Georgia and is undefeated, heading into a bye week before Florida and Mississippi State to close the year, I mean, that's you're looking at 12-0 for the first time ever territory, number one overall seed, heading to Atlanta for the SEC championship first time ever. If Ole Miss beats Georgia, I mean, that's gonna test the integrity and the infrastructure of Oxford, Mississippi.
Yeah.
I mean, it's yeah. You would talk about the rain we got last night was biblical. That would be a biblical event. Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked if Ole Miss beat Georgia, which is a testament to how far this program has come and what they've built through the portal. But I think there's going to be a hiccup at some point just from the stretch of SEC games.
Yep.
But like I said, you do get the bye heading into the swamp. And kind of like Arkansas, Grayson, I think Florida is going to suck.
Yeah, I do too, especially considering that they could potentially have to fire Napier because of this lawsuit before we even get to that game in November.
Yeah, and the crazy thing is, I think I don't have the schedule in front of me. Florida could start 4-5-0 and then lose seven straight. The back end of that schedule is tough.
Florida starts home against Miami, home against Samford, home against A&M. Three could win. Although I do think A&M is going to be sneaky better than we think. I don't think they're going to be necessarily a legitimate contender, but I do think they'll be sneaky better than we think. At Mississippi State could win. I think UCF is going to be pretty good with Rocket and KJ, but could win. At Tennessee, probably lose. Kentucky, probably lose. Georgia, definitely lose. Texas, definitely lose. LSU, definitely lose. Should lose to Ole Miss and should lose to Florida State. So, yeah, you're right. You can start 6-0 and then finish 6-6.
What's that team look like at that point? I mean, that's the second to last game of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Could be in shambles. I also think even if Florida is not in shambles, Ole Miss is a better team. So you just go down there and you take care of business. And this isn't like past Ole Miss teams where it's like, well, you know, they got the offense. They're going to be fun. They're going to score a lot. Like, no, this defense has got some teeth now. And I mean, the defense had teeth.
And the guy in charge.
Yeah, the defense had teeth last year. Defense was good last year. Defense was good the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. But Pete Golding last year completely flipped it, turned it around. I mean, they were a top 25 SP plus defense, and they just added star power after star power at every level. I mean, you get a full season with TJ Dudley. You got Poopall from Arkansas. Now you got two lockdown NFL corners in Isaiah Hamilton and Trey Amos. You got John Saunders, the vet, back at safety. And then, I mean, the front seven is just nasty.
Especially if Princely is healthy, which you probably know better than me.
He's expected to be fine. We're expecting him to be okay. That is the consensus. But I mean, even if he's not, he's 75, if he's 80%, I mean, you get Chris Hardy from Jacksonville State that just terrorized people last season. You got Jared Ivey back, you know, last dance with him. You got JJ Pegues, Xavier Harris, Walter Nolan. I mean, dude, this is like, ooh. I mean, this is Kendrick Lamar, like meet the Grams nasty defense.
Yeah.
Like this is like diabolical. So what? You're at the swamp. Just go handle business. Just be better.
And that's the swamp could be empty at that point in the year.
Yeah. And then Friday, which we can talk about that. The Egg Bowl should be on Friday.
I'm fine with it.
Bowl stop.
From a TV standpoint, I liked having it on Thanksgiving because I loved sitting down with a piece of pumpkin pie and watching it. But like Friday makes more sense and I'm cool with it.
And look, like I think that short week can hurt you.
Yeah.
So I think Friday, that extra day, is better.
Yeah,
And it's
I'm
gonna
totally
it,
cool with it.
I think Mississippi State is gonna be bad. Like Jeff Lebby's a good he's a good coach. He has a good offense, but who the hell is gonna be the quarterback? Who the
Yeah, it's
hell is
going to take him
catching
some time.
passes? Who's blocking for the quarterback? Who's running the football? I mean, Woody Marks is gone. He's out in LA with your kinfolk out there, with Kendrick out there. What like Whereas I know the motivation is you try to beat your rival.
Yeah, it could get ugly, but it's in Oxford, so that helps.
How motivated are 18, 19-year-olds, 20-year-olds gonna be when you're staring at, 3-9 or 4-8, 5-8? I know it's a rivalry and it will matter,
It's
but
going to
like
matter a lot. I think they're going to get up. I mean, they'll get up, but I don't think it'll matter that they get up. I think that's the difference. Like, I don't think it'll matter.
and
And then once they get their teeth in, the crowd gets into it early. It's a Friday. So any empty seats that might have been there on a Thursday will not be empty on a Friday. Like, it's going to be rocking. So the second they get that first, they're going to get up. Ole
Yeah.
Miss will punch them in the mouth, and then the dogs will
Now,
roll over and get their bellies pet.
and now also we I brought up Kendrick. Kiffin versus Lebby.
Yeah, it's fun.
Dude,
Because they
it's not gonna be a friendly fade.
no, they put on that front. And was that photo from the SEC meetings? Who posted that? Was that Lane?
I think it was Kiffin, him and
Well, it was
Lebby.
probably Lane. Who
It's
posted
spring
him and
meetings.
Levy?
Hey, look, you're down in Destin. You're on 30A. You're vibing. Nah,
They hate each other.
he wants to rip his throat out.
They hate each other.
If you know, Levy did not leave Oxford in a cordial way. A lot of speculation and rumors around that and what was said. No.
They hate each other.
If Kiffin can hang a 70 burger, he's gonna do it.
Oh yeah, without a doubt.
So I'm looking at 11-1 right now.
Yeah, I see no less than 10-2. And as a fan, putting my, journalist, analyst, whatever hat aside, as a fan, I expect 10 wins.
Ten and two gets you in the playoff.
Right, and that's fine. That's
Yeah.
fine.
Who cares? At that point, 10-2, you don't go to Atlanta. So what? Rest up and get ready for the playoff.
I had people ask me all weekend out of town who don't know anything about college football, or some who do know about college football. They're like, "What do you expect from Ole Miss this year?" I said, "They will be in the playoff.
Yeah.
If they're not, it's a severe disappointment. If they're not in the Final Four, I think it's a little bit of a letdown. I think this
Yeah.
team, I think you're a little bit bummed if they're not in
I
the Final
think
Four. If they're not in the playoff, has rule."
right. And that's like people keep asking, like, does Ole Miss really need this many receivers? Do they need this many running backs? O line. Kiffin's building to play a 16 game, type season. How many playoff games would you need? So you'd have 12 regular
Right.
season. Yeah.
SEC championship, maybe, and
Math is
then
hard.
first round, second round, national championship. Yeah.
Look,
Nice. We're killing it.
the math ain't mathin', but you get what we're saying. Like, Kiffin's building for more than 12 games. So that's the reason for
Three
the
rounds,
depth.
then the national championship.
Yeah, I was gonna
Duh,
say
12 teams.
semi, then yeah.
Nice.
So yeah, very good. Yeah, so that's what I keep telling people about, all the additions that keep happening. Like, hey man, they're gonna be ready for whatever. So yeah, 10-2 gets you in my opinion, safely. 11-1, absolutely. You're hosting a playoff game. Mike still hosts with 10-2, so we'll see. But look, I mentioned Borky. He brought it up on his podcast. In the last 10 years, there's only been one time a 10-2 SEC team was left out. So,
There you go.
or excuse me, not left out, not been in the top 12. So would
I
be left
knew
out.
what you meant. Yeah,
Yeah.
hypothetically left
So
out.
yeah, so 10-2 with that schedule, you're in. So, basically what we're saying is don't pay attention to the FPI. It's dumb.
Yeah.
Most everybody has Ole Miss in the top five or top 10 at least. So, it's going to be a hell of a fall. We're going to be here all summer to get you hyped for it, get you prepped. Just go ahead and turn that slow cooker on. Let's get this brisket or this, these this whole hog ready for the fall. It's going to be fun. Grayson, we appreciate you. I told you this was going to be our flu game pod. You're battling through a voice. You don't have a voice. I had a flooded basement. Like we got it done though. We'll be back this week with more podcasts. It will be a short week for me as I head to Tampa on Thursday for OT7 finals. We'll have tons of content from down there as there are 20 plus prospects down there. Ole Miss is recruiting. So we'll have a lot of stuff from Tampa. We'll
break
Tampa.
It down on Monday.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. Be sure to stay locked in with ohmspirit.com. If you're not a member of the community already, $1 for 1 month right now. We got a OV special, flash sale special. It's only $1. Come join the conversation. We have a lot of fun. We cover Ole Miss, I mean, I think extensively, as good as anyone in the country. We've got recruiting. We got portal. We've got team stuff. We got in-depth interviews. If you haven't checked out the Ivy League podcast, you need to do it. Jared does a fantastic job, and our boy Ben Garrett crushes it with the production. If you haven't listened to those podcasts, they're great. They're a lot of fun. And we got podcasts here on the flagship. So we'll have more this week. Grayson, as always, we appreciate it and welcome.
Thank you. Yeah, it's good to be here.
Get that practice going with the ring. You get used to it.
I know.
I never wore a ring. I was never a ring guy, but
what people keep saying.
Once you get used to it, you just don't even feel it anymore. So, congratulations to you and the missus. That's awesome. And like I said, we'll have more podcasts this week. So for Grayson over there, I'm Zach. This has been the flagship. Until next time, we out of here.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.